You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
Thanks for being a part of the program. Thursday, the college football weekend inching closer, and we can't wait. Tomorrow we'll be on the road in Columbia, and we hope to talk to you about the college football games that this weekend. But we have a lot going on today, including a visit by one of the biggest names in country music. But that's later. Let's get with some headlines to begin the program off. And Kiffin says the ability to cherry pick transfers makes Tide one of the most talented teams ever. Thanks, Lane, for checking in.
You know, Coach Beamer said of South Carolina playing Georgia, out of five stars out there, you know, these guys more than anybody are loaded with them. And now you got a second problem. Now they get to go and take the best players from other places, like the receiver from Ohio State, the linebacker from Tennessee. So now more than ever, you know, you're going to go into a place with, you know, phenomenal players all over the place.
Okay. Thank you, Lane. We'll see you next week. Meanwhile, confident Luke Doty ready to resume big-time QB play. The Gamecocks take on the high-flying Kentucky Wildcats Saturday night at Williams-Brice. These are the big games for Saturday. Georgia-Vanderbilt. Georgia only a 99% favorite to win that game, according to FPI. LSU at Mississippi State. Surprisingly, State, the pick of the experts. A&M is favored, of course, against Arkansas. Florida, an 89% chance to beat the Tennessee Vols. I don't know why. I thought that might be higher. And South Carolina is favored at home to beat Kentucky. How about some realignment? American Conference could add new schools. Mountain West is a target. Is anyone not a target right now in college sports? Meanwhile, the SEC members to determine educational benefits, academic awards. This is a result of the Alston ruling a couple of months ago by the Supreme Court. So that's where we are here on this Thursday, the 23rd day of September. How about the guests today? How about them? Tanner Marler, he'll join us talking about Mississippi State. They got a huge game. Griff is back, remember last week? He was clowning on Florida. See how he feels now. And that is not a misprint, that final name on the board. That is right. Kenny Chesney, the country music superstar and documentarian. We'll talk to Kenny 3 hours from now. No shoes. Anyway, I'm already in gear for Kenny. You think he'll do a couple of songs for us? What would you like to hear?
That's a good one.
Well, come on. The Boys of Fall, of course. Let's get to your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Let's begin with Pat in Georgia. Hello, Pat.
Hey, Paul. Thank you very much. I enjoyed listening to your interview with Heather Dinnick yesterday.
Thank you.
Let's see. There's a lot of moving parts. They don't have a clue. It's not going to change until the end of the agreement. Maybe Bob, is it Goldsby? Maybe he's got both feet out of his mouth by now. And Greg Sankey reminds me of Brer Rabbit. Please don't throw me in that briar patch.
You did a good job. Anyway. You must have been a CPA in your former life to break this thing down.
Yes, I was. As a matter of fact, we have the Big Eight now, who are trying to get four more members. And back in the day, the Big Eight were the eight largest national accounting in the United States. And SEC stood for the Securities and Exchange Commission. Not anymore.
No, you're right. Yeah, no, I had a friend who was an accounting major, and I think she got hired by one of the Big Eight, which are no longer around. I mean, there's only a couple of left, but it was a big deal. I mean, that's where you wanted to go.
Absolutely. But what is the status of the four teams trying to get into the Big 12? Trying to become the Big 12 now.
Yeah, I think they are in. I really don't think. I mean, they've been approved. We just don't know when. But I think BYU could come in as early as next year.
And that sort of creates maybe an elephant in the room for a little while.
I think ultimately Texas and Oklahoma are going to say we're not hanging around this league with four new members. So get us out, and they'll sit down around a cherry oak meeting table in some big-time white shoe law firm, and they'll hammer out an agreement.
Well, I hope so. It'll be interesting. I do think Georgia's playing in Nashville, and I know a bunch of people that have bought tickets. They're going up there. We may have home field advantage there.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I've been there for Georgia Vanderbilt. I've been there for Alabama Vanderbilt. Tennessee Vanderbilt. I mean, I'm trying to remember when Vanderbilt has had home field advantage in an SEC game.
Well, we try to support Vanderbilt and sell out their stadium. We really do, Paul.
Well, you should, because they've been very hospitable hosts. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Taylor is up next in South Carolina. Hello, Taylor.
Hey, Paul. Big fan of the show, man.
Thank you.
Looking forward to you coming to Columbia tomorrow. I'm trying to make it out there to the show.
I hope you will. Thank you.
I wanted to tell you, I mean, we talked a couple of weeks ago about the Doty, you know, situation, and I'm telling you, he's the real deal, Paul. I think he could be a quarterback for this program for not only this year, but for several years down the road.
I hope so.
And, I also want to tell you, since you're in town, I want you to go eat somewhere.
Okay.
All right? There's this little place called Villa Tronco, and it's an old Italian restaurant, and it's the oldest restaurant in Columbia.
Now let me make sure I write this down. What's the name of it again?
Villa Tronco.
Villa Tronco. Okay, so you got my attention with Italian food.
All right. Well, this place is an old fire station, and I've eaten there for years.
Do you have to go down the fire pole when you're done?
Well, there is a fire pole in there.
There's a Dalmatian in there with a fire pole.
Yeah. Yes. And also, the people who run it are very nice, and there's actually a basketball player in the family. His name's Henry Martin Sr. He played at Carolina, and he was the first to score 1,000 points for the Gamecocks.
Well, I have eaten at a few places in Columbia, and I've always found it to be a great town to be in.
Mm-hmm. It is, Paul. It is.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
On Saturday from Columbia, and then at 10... SEC Nation, the crew will be there. Frank Beamer's son. Why didn't Frank Beamer show up? Wouldn't you like to see Frank Beamer interviewed as well as Shane Beamer? I would. Anyway, welcome back. Maybe we'll see Frank over in Columbia this weekend. We've been trying to lasso him into the studio one day to break down his son's tape. Let's take your phone calls at 855-242-7285. Mitch is up next.
Uncle Paul.
Yes, Mitch.
How are you doing today?
Mitch, all good here.
Why are you sounding so robotish?
Because that's how I am, Mitch.
That's sad.
This is not really
I'm
me.
The one supposed
this,
to be-
this is not really me here. This is a virtual me. I'm actually playing golf right now.
Mm. Are you doing good or bad?
I'm 14 over after two holes.
Okay. Well,
but I'll tell you one thing. The beer sure is good.
Well, you need to come back to your real job, then.
Okay.
I just called to say, hey.
Mitch, where have you been? Clemson tanked out, I worried about you.
Time out. You got on to me one time. When I called in and I brought up Clemson and you said, I knew you was going to change the narrative. So if
Clemson's well, you're a fan. Mitch, you're a fan. That's what fans do. See, Mitch,
I know,
Mitch, you don't. You,
I
you're
don't
want to
get fussed at for changing the
you're
narrative.
You're not comfortable for being an also-ran. You're used to being on the main stage, not the not opening for Wayne Newton.
No, sir. I've been with Clemson since they was and will be, won't be.
Okay.
Right now, our offense is so bad, they're so low, you have to dig to China to find them.
You got a tough road game this weekend at NC State.
Well, let's just hope Tony Elliott ain't playing his best Houdini and making our offense disappear. But I shouldn't say that. But anyway, I got a question for you, and don't dismiss it. Because you will. If I come to Columbia, how am I going to get to meet you?
In Columbia? Simple. Just walk. Just show up, and I'll come over and say hello.
Because I got to probably buy two tickets to get in that stupid game, but I want to meet you.
Well, the easiest way would be tomorrow, not Saturday. Saturday is a little more hectic, but if I'm going to be down your way one of these days soon.
Okay, but I just need to know because I have to have the person that helps me whenever. Because, you know, I got
to. No, well, I'll tell you what, Mitch, why don't you just wait? We will figure it out where I think it makes more sense. We'll talk about this off the air. How about that?
Okay. But I just wanted you to know I wasn't dead.
Well, first of all, Mitch, I'm glad to hear that, because if you were, I would have felt terrible having missed the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got to ask you a question. Well, I got. What's the strangest place you've ever seen somebody have a picture or a tattoo or something of their favorite team?
I've seen them all, but I had a lady once who wanted me to sign her. How can I put this, Randy? Some place that I probably shouldn't be signing. How about that?
Her blessings.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I had to have a crown put on my.
I declined.
Next to my. I'm sure you did. I had to have a crown put on my.
I just don't think I could concentrate long enough to get my last name down.
I had to have a crown put on the next last molar in my mouth.
Yes.
I have a Clemson paw on it.
You have a Clemson paw on your molar.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's in the back of my mouth.
Is your dentist a Clemson fan?
He is.
Okay, good. I wouldn't trust a South Carolina dentist.
No, he actually had to send off to Asheville to get it made, though.
Hmm. What is that? Can you put that on your dental insurance?
No.
Okay.
My dental insurance only covers crowns.
No. Oh. By the way, my dentist did go to NC State, if that means anything.
Well, I hope we make him need to go to the dentist.
I think there's a wolf pack on one of my back teeth. Dan is up next in Florida. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul. First-time caller, watch the show a lot.
Thank you.
And really enjoy it. Just a couple of comments, if I may. I'm looking forward to the Tennessee game coming up this Saturday. I know we're favored pretty heavy in that game, but I'd love to see it get back to the way it was years ago. That was a great rivalry, a lot of great games. It's always a game that we always look forward to. So I hope Tennessee can get themselves a little bit better.
Yeah, Dan, I was doing an essay for this weekend. They're honoring the 25th anniversary of the national championship team. And I had to go back and look at some old tape. And I didn't forget, but I was reminded. I think it was 1996. The Florida-Tennessee game at Neyland Stadium, it was number 4 versus number 2.
Yeah, it was always
that was not uncommon, by the way.
Oh, yes, it was always highly ranked teams back in them days. And, that was Spurrier's days with Warfel and with Peyton Manning, and those were some great games to watch.
I think that was the year, either that year or maybe it may have been the year before, that Peyton threw 4 interceptions against Florida. Can you imagine?
Yeah, well, one year, I forget it was 95 or 96, Florida was behind at halftime, and then they came back out, and I think they ended up winning like 62-35 or something.
Yeah,
like
I think that was really the 95 game, the Peyton. That's such a bad outing.
Yeah, I would love to see that get back to that kind of game. I think we miss that a lot here, and it really was always a marquee game in the SEC, and I'd love to see it get back to that. But I'd just like to make one more comment, if I may. I've been watching your show all week, and I've seen some callers calling in, you know, kind of getting down on Florida fans, saying we're kind of satisfied with a moral victory against Alabama. I can tell you right now, Paul, real Florida fans are not happy we lost that game. No Florida fan wants to lose. And after people didn't really give us much of a chance, over by halftime, fans were going to be leaving in the fourth quarter. And, of course, it looked that way to begin with. But really, Florida came out in the fourth quarter, and they played Alabama about as well as anybody's played them. And we're just sad that we lost. We realize that it could have been our game to win, but we're not happy with moral victories. We want to win games that come to the swamp, and we want to win games, and that's just the way we see it. So for anybody out there that's saying that, we just want to let them know that real Florida fans are not happy that we lost. So appreciate the call.
Thank you very much, Dan. Good to have you on. Tom in Chicago. Hello, Tom.
Paul, thank you so much for taking my call. Thanks for your producers putting me through. I called yesterday, actually. Sorry about that. I had you on speaker when I was driving to drop my kid off at daycare, and it just came a moment where I had to jump out and pick the kid up. So that was the moment that you patched me through. I'm terribly sorry about that. So at any rate, my question is about out-of-conference scheduling and Penn State. I grew up in State College. And Coach Franklin had made a comment recently about, you know, these games like last week against Auburn and top tier programs are great. Top tier out of conference programs are great, but that he wanted to see them at neutral sites. And, you know, I'm not going to ask you, well, maybe you could answer, but I'm not necessarily needing insight on what Franklin's thinking is, but thinking broader, is this kind of the trend for college football, where gone will be the day soon of these home and homes with the marquee programs doing out of conference games, one at the home of one team, the other at the home of the other, and instead moving to neutral sites, and follow up. Where does this coalition fit in to the equation? The coalition between the ACC,
Tom. First of all, I frankly think the neutral site games are going to be an endangered species. I think you'll see more home and home games because, frankly, I think we're all bored with going to the same two or three places every year. I mean, these games have some purpose. The games at the beginning of the season, they've really been good for college football. But I think Alabama has probably played in more neutral site games than anyone. And, next year they're moving on from that, and they're opening up a two-game series with Texas where they'll go to Austin and Texas will come to their place. You saw that with Arkansas. They finished, I think, a series this year. I frankly don't think the alliance is going to work because the schedules are already made for the next 5 to 10 years, sometimes even farther along. And by the time we get around to that, I think we'll have an expanded playoff, and there won't be much reason for it.
Interesting. Well, I saw that comment, and Penn State for at least since we've been in the Big Ten. They've had a formula, right? They play three games against, schools like Villanova. What's that about? And then one game against, Texas about three decades ago. They had a home run with them, USC.
Well, Tom, Alabama, as we go to the break here, because we're under some time constraints, I think fans want to go visit other campuses. I've been to Orlando. I've been to Charlotte. I've been to Dallas. I've been to Atlanta for these neutral site games, and the one in Charlotte probably with Clemson and Georgia a couple weeks ago probably had the best atmosphere of any that have been played. But sometimes they really don't. They're very dry games in my mind, and I grew up covering college football, going to places like Notre Dame or Nebraska, Oklahoma, Penn State, and I think that's what fans want to do. We are heading to a break. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't forget, that piece comes up in a couple of days, and we'll talk about it with the executive producer, Kenny Chesney, 2.5 hours from now. More of your phone calls at 855-242-7285, and let's check in with Stanley, who is up next. Hello, Stanley.
Hey, what's going on, Paul?
Hey there.
Hey, the word from the back is you came to work pretty hype today, man. Like you knew something that a lot of us, we didn't know.
I hear you.
I've been watching the show today. You got this look of quiet confidence on your face, right? So I said, Paul must know something. Can I ask you a question?
I wish I did, but yeah, I'll be happy to answer anything you have.
Okay, have you been given the Vanderbilt game plan for the game against Georgia Saturday? And you know something we don't know?
No, I must confess, there is not a lot about that game I know other than Georgia is going to win.
Oh, you were so right, because I'm thinking, Paul, I was looking at you on the air, Paul. It's like, Paul, yeah, he knows something. But let me ask you something. Saturday, if Arkansas beats Texas A&M or Tennessee beats Florida, how do you think that's going to make the rest of the league look? Is it going to make Georgia look better, Alabama?
What do you think, man? I think if Arkansas beats Texas A&M, the entire SEC West is going to be upside down. And it's worth remembering that Arkansas's next game will be against Georgia. So, I mean, suddenly a game that was really just another game on the schedule becomes a premier event. Tennessee beating Florida would be the story of the year. I've seen big upsets in my life, of course, but that would rank at the top.
Do you think that Pat Forty will put Tennessee in the top 40 after that?
I do. I think we could probably get Pat to, and maybe even get Pat to move Alabama up a little bit if they cover the spread against Southern Miss.
I would say because of what he had Alabama number 4.
Yeah,
and he had Penn State number 3. That's why I wanted to call back the other day when he put that list up there because remember what Matt said. We said that Penn State wouldn't even be in the top 7 in the SEC, and I was saying Pat Forty put him number 4. So is he doing a book tour in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I get it. A lot of people rank things in the moment. I tend to be more traditional and besides, rankings right now are like a snapshot in time. They don't mean very much. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let's continue. And Mitchell is up next. Hello, Mitchell.
How are you, Paul? My roommate and I watch you every day. I just wanted to say we have a great time watching.
Appreciate it.
And I'm not convinced some of the people that call in are real people. I think whenever I-Man calls in, we all of our focus goes to the TV and we have it on full blast. It still takes, we have to rewind a few times to understand what he's saying, but it's a good time. And then we both go to the University of South Carolina and we're freshmen. It's our first year with Shane Beamer, obviously, but I think my only problem with him right now is he seems too nice. I mean, we'll get an unnecessary roughness or a taunting penalty, and he still seems like he's on the sideline smiling, patting the ref on the back. Do you think that's just because he's a rookie coach, or do you think he's just a nice guy?
No, I mean, I don't think you can be too nice of a guy to be a head football coach, but I think he's probably still maybe a little bit eyes wide open right now. He hasn't lost that game at the buzzer like Sam Pittman did last year at Auburn that the referees took away from him. So let's just wait and see what happens when that happens. I like him a lot, and we're going to talk to him tomorrow in Columbia if you're anywhere near. But you know, some of it is just freshman orientation, something I'm sure you're familiar with.
That's very true. And then, so where tomorrow will you be in Columbia?
Okay, you got to help me here because every time we've been in Columbia, we have set up outside the stadium. Now, tomorrow we're not. We're setting up at something called the Horseshoe. Do you know where that is?
Yes. Yeah, the Horseshoe's right on campus. It's like a nice big green space.
Okay. Yeah, so I we're on campus. Okay, I didn't realize that because in the past we have been at the stadium, which, as you know, as everyone knows, is not on campus.
Yeah. Okay.
So now, is the Horseshoe, maybe I have been to the Horseshoe. Is the Horseshoe that, so it's on the campus, I mean, because the first time we went to Columbia, we stayed at a hotel about two blocks away, and I walked over there and jogged, and I was struck by how beautiful this area was. This has to be, is that it?
Oh, yeah, it must be then. Okay. Yeah, a lot of trees,
yeah.
Okay. A lot of green area.
I do know where it is. Okay, well, I've been there before, it's fantastic, and I did not realize that because we're so used to being at this, you know, Williams-Brice is interesting. I've been to many games there before I started doing this, and I went to a couple of times. I would be there during the state fair, and it is quite an event to be at while you see cows and chickens all over the place.
It's very true. And then my last question, Paul, is when you go to Waffle House, how do you get your hash browns?
I like them over and crisp.
Any toppings?
No. I am a plain Jane when it comes to food. I don't go for. What can you put on hash browns?
Well, I get them. I usually get them covered, which is with you get cheese on them.
No,
but my dad gets topped with mushrooms. You could get jalapenos. You could get ham. Pretty much anything.
Well, mainly when I'm eating at Waffle House, it would either be very early in the morning or very early in the morning.
Those are the two respectable times to go to Waffle House. I don't know if they're
Open for breakfast on the way home or breakfast. I have not been to a Waffle House in a while, but I when I used to eat at 2 o'clock in the morning, it was my go-to place.
Very glad to hear it. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Yeah. I've ceased to eat that late unless it's absolutely necessary. Jim is up next.
So got Scattered and Covered as the new sponsor of the show. Nice. I'm glad to hear that, Paul. Waffle House.
Jim, we should meet at a Waffle House one time and just settle the world's problems.
Now that can be done. I used to hang out at the Waffle House at 1 o'clock in the morning. We'd talk all night into the morning, and some guy would rib and say, "Well, we got to go to that plant and clock in at about 6 o'clock. We'll have to see y'all later."
Those were the days.
I shouldn't have said that. I feel bad about that. I'm not making fun of early morning workers, but we used to do that, and I have to admit it. But you know, Paul, can you hear me? Like yesterday's call was horrible. I heard the quality was horrible.
The quality of this one is outstanding.
Okay, well that's why I called back because. I was talking to a legend, and he said, "You have good things to say about Tammy, but it was a bad phone call. I mean, the quality of the phone." Anyway, I responded to Vinny from, what was it, New York? I know he was in New York, right?
Yeah, Vinny was either from New York or Jersey. I can't remember. Jersey.
And I just want to get it clear. Yeah,
Jersey.
He was talking about Tammy, and he made some points about, I agree with, he made points about Tammy being brought back, some of her clips being brought back. That would be a great reminder of her, and Leslie and I both agreed that she's the greatest caller that ever was on the show, without a doubt. We both agreed on that. We'll both gladly take a back seat.
Yeah, no, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, Jim, you're in there now. I mean, if I ever do another book, I'll be page 54 and 54B.
But anyway, Paul, I just wanted to say make it clear that no, Tanny was not running me down. And I wasn't running her down and never have run her down. The way that phone call developed was that that Tammy was on first, and I used to come in. Sometimes I would come in with her, and you'd put us on together, and we'd talk.
Right.
And it was a fun thing. So that's what I did that day. And she just, you couldn't shut Tammy up sometime. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean that respectfully. And so that day, she just kept talking. And I said, "Tammy, let me talk." She said, "Okay, talk." And that's how that phone call came down. But anyway, we all tremendously miss Tammy, love Tammy. And I just want to make it clear, because that phone call I had yesterday, I heard it later, and the quality of the phone call was horrible. It was really bad.
Well, Jim, I'm sure it was our fault.
No, it wasn't your fault, Paul. But today, the dead street, the dead end caller street of the first 30 minutes of the show today, or 40 minutes of the show, is your fault. I mean, good night. I am calling to save the show today.
Well, Jim, here's the problem. You do a live show, and when you depend
well,
on
make sure you got Mitch under contract. He's electric. He's compelling. Compelling, man. Oh, well, he's compelling. And put him up there at least high as Matt from Antonio.
You don't like Matt, do you?
Why would I like Matt when he's done nothing but trash me, and he's an idiot? I mean, I hate this. He's an idiot.
Hey, one thing you have to admire about Jim, I mean, he just skips right to it.
You told him once a long time ago, Paul, I pull no punches. I shoot straight, and I tell it like it is, and 99% of the people agree with what I just said. But they won't say it. I will.
That's what's always separated you, Jim.
Well, hey, Paul, you're the leader in the clubhouse. You did that long before I did.
Yeah, I remember those days, Jim, when that was before I was ESPN-ized.
Exactly. I'm so glad to hear you. Confession is good for the soul, Paul. Thank you.
I feel like...
I know it is.
Yeah, and once that happened, this show just...
Right. Well, I got one more thing to say, since the people have been making some comments about the backroom crowd, the booth,
Kubiak
in the booth.
And Daniel Brams.
Yes, and I told him, I said, look, as of now, I'm telling you, Kubiak, Brams, and even Hannah are great, excellent staff on the Feinbaum show.
Hannah.
I mean, every word of what I'm saying, they've shown
Hannah
me.
Hannah Milby getting a shout-out by Jim. That's pretty good.
Wow. Well, maybe they can give me a shout-out, but I'm telling the truth. Again, I'm just telling the truth.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Murderers Row we have here. We checked in with Mitch and then Jim and now Augie. Augie, good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Now that the show's saved, I guess it's safe to call in. It's kind of like a sort of a religious revival, you know. The show is saved. So
well, you don't want to be part. You don't want to be part of something that's fading and about to be canceled. You'd rather. So now that Jim has given us his blessing, I feel better.
Fading and about to be canceled. Are you talking about Ed O? Oh, before we go there, have you ever pulled an all nighter in the Waffle House?
I've never pulled an all nighter in the Waffle House, but I have had a few all nighters.
Yeah, I've never hung out in the Waffle House, though. But, you know, again, I never pulled an all-nighter in Tuscaloosa. So maybe that's the place to be.
Well, back in the day when I was pulling all-nighters all the time, Waffle House was out of my price range. Crystal was a little bit more in my disposable income bracket.
There was a place in Highland Road in Baton Rouge across from this place that used to be open and served beverages we probably shouldn't have been drinking, but it was a cheap, like, Mexican restaurant.
Sure.
And they would sell tacos out the side window. Needless to say, there'd be a lot of tacos in the street after leaving the bar, right?
So, yeah, no, absolutely.
But, hey, shout out to the guys in the booth, Brams and Kubiak, Hannah. And they've always been nice to me. Absolutely top-notch professional. What about Dan Z? Where's that guy now?
Good question. Yeah, Dan Z left the company about a year ago, and he's now involved. I heard from him the other day. He's now involved in a sports website. I know that sounds shocking, but that's what he's doing.
We used to have little conversations before he put me in the air, and he would tell me some inside stories about some of the people who would make comments while they were waiting to get phone.
Yeah, he was with us a long time. Before him was John Hayes. I don't know if you guys remember him.
Oh, yeah.
John
sure.
was here at the beginning of the show. And we have maintained, we've kept most of the people here. But, you know, ultimately, John left to go to the Athletic. And Dan Z, I can't remember the name of the company that he's with now, but he'll appreciate you asking for him.
Well, I just wanted to give him a shout out. And, you know, as far as Matt from San Antonio goes, one of my favorite calls is Matt, Mitch. Was this guy named Jim the Cop? Was that his name? Or
Jimmy,
John the Cop?
Jimmy
the Cop. I like the name.
Augie, Brooklyn New York cops don't have names like Jim. Vinny, Jimmy.
Yeah, Just like,
what's
just
another
like,
good name for a New York cop?
Eddie, Vinny,
Barney,
Tommy.